Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Dr. Faith Whittier, who's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. She's a board-certified doctor and a volunteer extraordinaire. The work she's doing there in the Houston area, she's just flown in there and helping so many different people out, including the Houston Blockchain Alliance. Everybody Texas, did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
That's an older group that has a new name. And we're talking about technology, folks, technology and medicine. Faith, I can't have you on the show here as a medical doctor without talking to us about the vaccines that are rolling out right now and blending your report on that into the progress that's being made on precision medicine, genomics. That's helping us create the vaccine. What has happened that's allowed us to go from 10 years to get a vaccine out to doing it in 10 months? What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of that, I think they had the capacity to do that before. So I think a lot of the regulatory things were lax, not the scientific pieces
right.
of what they needed to do, but sort of.
So you're saying they got the red tape out of the way and let the medicine prevail.
Yeah. But I think some of the things when I think about precision medicine and genomics and the study of our genes, when we think about the vaccine and sort of how we have people maybe on a few sides of it, you know, those that are readily taking the vaccine, those are that are a little skeptical right now about taking the vaccine because. One of the things that the skeptical group may be thinking, well, how am I going to react to this vaccine? How is my body going to react? And these are the questions that we really don't have when we do studies necessarily. Precision medicine is taking us much more down that path where we will have more precise information about an individual's genes and how they would react to a certain medication that they receive, how they may react to a vaccine. And this information would be based on their genomics rather than sort of symptoms that we look at over time when we
give somebody a vaccine. Is it possible that, one of the things that I've thought about, there apparently are a handful of different vaccines coming out. Isn't it possible that all four or five of them could be in the marketplace at the same time, but just used for different applications, different categories of people, like one for older people, one for younger people, one for obese people, one for whatever?
I think that is true. I mean, I guess right now we have Pfizer and Moderna, and there's some differences in there in the age groups in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's some of the vaccines that are coming out are going to be studying, for example, pregnant women, which I don't think has been
done.
Isn't that part
of precision medicine?
Yeah. So precision medicine, if I would look at it, it's more still in the future in the sense that once we have that genomic study, that sequencing of the gene, then we can say, okay, how is this particular medicine reacting in a certain person with this genetic makeup?
And you would need to do a genomic evaluation of an individual. So in other words,
right.
you would.
And we're yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we're not there right now with the vaccine.
Right.
But this is a potential for the future of where we will be in the future, in a future pandemic, when we have, when people have had their genome sequenced.
Mm-hmm.
And these genomic sequences are there again, living.
So you're
on the
saying, so one day in the future, maybe sooner than later, we'll all have our genes sequenced, and then we'll be able to.
We'll
know how to receive the medicine. Yeah.
Well, but we'll have our genes sequenced.
Right.
We may have them stored somewhere. They can
Faith,
be studied.
I got to wrap it up. I need your website, please.
Oh, my website is blockchainfreshmd.com.
Say it again.
BlockchainFreshMD.com.
All right. Hey, Faith, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next
time.
Oh,
enjoy being here. Thank you, sir.
Dr. Faith Whittier, ladies and gentlemen. She's amazing, right? You heard that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.